take
one. Yeah, he did.
We used to take the ink out and use the plastic for
what?
The script.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure where you were going.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was
you knew where I was going.
It was the road that surrounds the site.
Nuisance teenager.
Hello, welcome.
Did you start?
Yeah.
So,
pictures don't do it.
Are you not here? Just playing with me. I tried to take the air down. I couldn't figure it out.
Right here.
Yeah.
That's good. How you doing, Josh?
I'm going to click. That's what I thought. That's what I thought I would say. They'll forward it.
Anyone want to buy a house? I'm a realtor.
Anyone want to sell?
There's lots of people want to buy one. I'm not sure how many people want to sell one.
Yeah. Are there a lot of low inventory or pretty low inventory?
It's starting to increase a little bit. We were down to like 840 about 2 months ago, but we're up to over 1,000 properties in Northwest Ohio. So starting to see a little uptick. Probably has to do with the interest rates.
Did they increase them again? I didn't follow.
Yeah, they went up to 7.1 or something like that.
Just this week.
Yeah. They did?
When I started, that's where it was.
Yeah.
When back in the day.
I remember back in the day, it was like 15%.
That was way back in the day. I was at 7 that day.
I got, we just moved into our house a year and a half ago. We 2%. We were right before it all.
Woo. Same. We got ours right before that. For the
I got a VA loan for 4.5, so I'm happy.
Oh, nice.
Okay, guys, I'm going to start, all right? Welcome to the Monclova Township, City of Maumee, City of Toledo, Joint Economic Development Zone, Board of Directors meeting. Please join me in saying the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge
allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We are being recorded tonight. Our secretary wasn't able to be here to take minutes, so it's important as the board that we say our names when we speak. And I was just going to run through attendance, but you know, why don't we just all introduce ourselves? Since Yarder's here to present, go ahead.
Ken Fellows, recently retired chairman of the Planning Commission for the City of Toledo.
Brandon Selhorst, Director of Economic Development for the City of Toledo.
Joshua Harris, Maumee City Council and Realtor.
Barbara Lang, Monclova Township Trustee.
Gavin Pike, Monclova Township Fiscal Officer.
Wendy Gramza, Monclova Township Representative.
Thank you all. We'll get to you, okay?
Sure.
Can I have an approval for the minutes from April, or are there any changes, anything you needed adjusted?
Fellows, move to approval.
Second.
Wendy seconds. Everyone in, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstained? Matt, before we introduce your team, I just wanted to say that the Joint Economic Development Zone Board of Directors is a body made up of these three entities. So you see people representing the City of Toledo, the City of Maumee, and Monclova Township. The taxes derived from the Joint Economic Development Zone are all collected by Maumee. They're divided between Maumee and Toledo, and then Monclova gets a share up from each of their pool. So I should probably have Dawn Sanderson do a better job of explaining than I just did. But Dawn is our attorney in Monclova Township, and she does work on, she pretty much, she and her partner started this JEDS a long, long time ago. We have
a good thing.
When did it start? When did it start? No.
Originally, I believe it was 2003.
Sounds right.
So our goal is in the coming months to take a look at the land that's remaining, decide how this board can help improve infrastructure or projects in some way or another. Maybe it's programs, maybe it's that, who knows what it is, but we're going to spend some time working on that. And I thought it very fitting that you come and address this board. I know you're disappointed that we don't have two of Mommy's players here, but the meeting is recorded. They can surely listen to it, and I know you've also had an opportunity to sit down and talk to Patrick Birch. So this board meets the third Thursday every month. At least that's when it's scheduled. We're trying to do business in a more formal fashion, quarterly, right? Save everything up for those quarterly meetings. So we just don't make random schedules. It would be impossible.
Sure.
With that, I'll let you introduce yourself, and your team is 15 minutes. Appropriate amount of time to present what you want to say?
I think so.
Okay.
Depends on how many questions you get.
Well, just present and then we'll ask away.
Sure.
Our questions don't count for your 15 minutes.
Okay, good. All right. Well, thanks everybody for having us out. I'm Matt Yarder with the Yarder Manufacturing Company. My cousin Amy is in the back. She's our CFO. Our president, Jeff, her brother, my other cousin, he's on vacation, just left for going out west, so otherwise he'd be here as well. And then I have our construction group that we're using here, Mosier. So I don't know if you guys want to introduce yourselves.
Emma Haldy with Mosier.
Yeah, Brian Gaffey with Mosier.
So, and you guys, I'm assuming, probably know Doug.
I'm Doug Bourne. I'm with Real Estate and Economic Development Manager of Lucas County with the Office of the Commissioners.
I've never met Doug. Nice to meet you, Doug.
There you go. So,
the one person in Lucas County who hasn't met me.
Just happened tonight.
Kevin, if you're ready to help out.
Yeah.
All right. So, we are, this is today, I'm just going to go over a little bit of our company real quick so you get a little snapshot of what we're about, our size, and also a little bit about us and our history. I don't want to spend a lot of time on that. And then we'll go over the customers we're attracting to the community, the Toledo area. Where they're coming from, and then how that facilitates and goes into our expansion needs and why we're talking about this today. Gavin, if you hit that. So we're family-owned, and we're family-oriented in our operations. That just means I'm fourth generation. Amy's fourth generation. Our great-grandfather started the company in the early 1900s. So we've been around this area deeply rooted for a long time. And we just... Metals are world, metals are life. That's how we do everything. That's how we get our employees to the places they need to get to. And we are a community partner. I think Wendy could probably attest to my involvement in the community. We are big community players everywhere we go. We're involved with schools. We're involved with economic development. We like playing nice with the areas that we're in. All right, if you could do that again. So our everyone, of course, businesses want to make money. That's no brain, I didn't tell you that, but our real core focus is to give opportunities to hardworking families and individuals. That's what gets us out of bed in the morning. That's why we do what we do. And we do that through, like I said, our niche being the sheet metal work that we do. And I'll show you some of our customers here in a second if you want to go ahead. Currently, 50,000 square foot facility, about 65 employees. We have exhausted the Phillips Avenue area. We're over by Mancy Steakhouse currently. We've exhausted the land that we are on currently, and we need to find a new home, still in the Toledo area, obviously. All of our history is here. All of our families are here. And a lot of our main customers are still in this area. Current payroll is about $3 million a year. And that's obviously going to grow. Here's an example of some of our customers. We make parts, sheet metal components for large OEMs. If you look at the top left, those are for Polaris, ATVs, those kind of vehicles. So the power sports industry is big for us.
Schron Air, they're in the middle up there. They're a local Toledo company. We make a lot of parts for them. Hamilton Manufacturing, Change Machines, top right. They're off on Angola Road. They're here in Toledo. Then the bottom ones, they are from more outside of the tri-state area, which I refer to as Michigan, Indiana, and Ohio. We have a hefty customer base in the Minneapolis area. I think about 30-some percent of our work comes from Minneapolis. So we're bringing in a lot of money from outside of the immediate area. We're working with global companies. So that's where most of our growth is coming from. Electromatic, bottom right, they make large LED screens for, you might see them on the turnpike, like the Easy Pass signs, or maybe on a bank or inside of arenas, things like that. These are big panels. We make a lot of the inside guts of those. And then there we go. So how do we, where are we at now? We're experiencing 15% order growth over last year already this year. Our bookings are strong, they're heavy, they're through the roof. We've experienced this for quite some time. I think it was 2014 where we first kind of said, hey, we should start putting a plan together. We've been experiencing a lot of growth, working with a lot of bigger companies, and we've made do at our facility for quite some time. We started putting some pieces together in 2014, because at that time I had no idea what an acre of land cost anywhere. I had no idea what was available, how much square footage we currently had for each department. So we did some programming, figured that all out, and here we are today. This has morphed a little bit in the recent weeks. We were originally looking to go from our 50,000 square foot facility to 100,000 square foot facility, doubling our size. But an opportunity has come across our plate to work with another developer. We are going to be partnering with them, it looks like, to actually build immediately a 250,000 square foot facility. The land that we have under purchase agreement that we'll be closing on is this 40 acres to the right. There's another developer from Indiana that's working on this 30 acres. We are trying to work with them in a holistic approach to this large parcel of land. And to be honest, the thing that's probably kept this land the way it has been is because it's got access constraints. It's very long and narrow. It's hard to get to all of the 40 acres. But that's where we think we've got that problem solved with this project. So we did some research, put a budget together. I'll get to that in a second. But we're looking to, it doesn't matter really to us. We're going to take 20 acres for our 250,000 square foot facility we're doing. We're going to have another 20 acres that the developer is going to immediately be also looking to build on. We have several manufacturers. I've got three manufacturers already in that area and in the Toledo area already asking me if we close on the land so they can be involved in this project too. There's a lot of interest in this, especially with the new on-ramp coming on. There's a lot of growth going on. And they're manufacturers.
And I know I said you could present and then we would ask questions, but while this is up, can I interrupt and ask?
Please, as long as I get to keep talking.
I'll get to that mind. You're saying manufacturers because we've been told right through the grapevine, I would call it, that what was being built on this site was warehouse space that was...
What site? Our site?
Not you specifically, okay. But maybe that southern...
I can't speak exactly to anything that's going on in this land. I can tell you that from my perspective, those that I want to have on this site are other also people I can make parts for. Warehousing doesn't excite me either. So if we own the land, the people that I want to have on this, so this 300,000 square feet, we will be targeting manufacturing. That's what that will be. And the people I've talked to are local manufacturers. I don't want to say their name, but...
And you have yellow buildings there.
Yeah, that's...
Those are all yours or you're planning for them?
This is... We would just be the top one first. This is conceptual.
Yeah.
Very conceptual,
yeah.
But we would be the 100,000 square foot
and the 140
in that 240,000 square foot building. So that's 100 plus 140.
And you already have somebody who you know is going to work with you,
yes,
on that 140.
The whole 250, the whole 240. We have someone we're gonna.
You're doing 100.
We're gonna build a large 250,000 square foot building, which we will be a tenant in 100,000 square foot. Upgrade.
Yes. The 140 is three other manufacturers or one other?
It could be one. It could be up to three. It depends on how big, much space they are. But the main project or
concept is that we'd be trying to find people in that space that we could also, it'd be short-term lease some of it longer, that we can grow into as well. They'd be tenant, helping offset some of the rental income.
And then maybe they leave, build their own building.
And we're expanding it into the rest of it. But now we've got it all built already. Because everyone we've talked to, not one of them has ever said, I wish we would have built smaller. They've all said, we wish we would have built bigger.
So besides yours, you have 1, 2, 3, 4 other yellow boxes.
Yes.
Well, and just, I want to just interject here, too. This is just, we're trying to allow for you guys to imagine what this could look like and how we're maximizing.
And that's what the other yellow boxes
yes.
are.
That's what they're kind of
at. That's
yeah.
our dream.
The only thing that we will say is this other developer over here is pretty, I think they're pretty set on this
all
300.
So this is but this is more speculative.
Right,
that's the warehousing bit.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what it's going to be,
but I don't think that's ever been identified ever as warehousing space. It's spec space, I will say that. Speculative. Speculative could be a warehouse. It could also be highly employment intensive manufacturing. Just simply do not know. That's the purpose.
Okay.
One of the giant gaps in the real estate market in Northwest Ohio is the availability of what we call spec space. Economic development has changed from as the timelines to build buildings have gone out longer, and the orders of steel are taking 18 months now, and roofing material. People are looking for a space that's available for right here, right now. So the need for spec space in a economy has grown increasingly large, as we're seeing in North Toledo. There's new spec space, which has a very high degree of interest right now. We're seeing spec space over in Oregon, which I understand has somebody looking to try to finalize its lease right now. So spec space is becoming as much economic development today as it was just putting in a defined manufacturer yesterday. So it could be a warehouser, but I think it's in the interest, probably the developer would tell you, they'd much rather have a much longer term relationship with manufacturing in that sort of space.
And that question has come up when you're talking to Patrick, and I understand your guys' concern too with just the storage units that kind of went in there and just the lack of, you know, employment that may be in those spaces. And so we can send you some just numbers that we came across in doing some research. And a warehouse does have bring jobs, and there's still a pretty good, especially that size of a building will bring a significant number of jobs, is likely to, even if it were to go warehousing. So we can send you some of those facts, but you know, I think the plan is to kind of create a community here.
Correct. If you guys started adding up, I think it's about 900,000 square feet total that this development will be able to handle.
Would your partner be coming from out of Lucas County?
Correct.
Or your partners?
The development partner, yeah. Yes.
In the 140 space?
Correct, yeah.
Not in Toledo?
Correct.
Got it.
This is a developer outside of the state, outside of the adjacent states, farther than that.
So the companies that you mean, the manufacturers, is there anyone else who might join
the manufacturers,
that space? Are they coming from Toledo?
There's two currently here
they're not in Toledo proper, though.
They're not
that's
in Toledo
the question.
Proper.
That's
yes.
the question. People
no.
on this board care about that.
Yes.
No,
they're
not.
Not.
In other cities an hour away. Not in Toledo. We'll
bring them closer to Toledo.
Yes.
From where they're, yeah.
Of the orange outline, I just don't know our map good enough. How many sellers are involved in that? Like those parcels, how many are owned by different people, or is it one person?
One entity owns this, and one entity owns this. So there's 30 acres right here.
Yep.
There's one entity, which is McLaren or now Mercy or no McLaren. Yes.
McLaren.
And then this 40 acres is one as well. That's the one we're dealing with. That 40 acres.
Okay.
So it's only two folks. And one person represents both one real estate firm.
Yeah.
Matt, would you all own your site and lease it out, or are you working? You say you're working with a developer.
We're working with the developer.
You would lease the facility from.
So we would lease it from them. There would be an agreement, so that the plan would be within a 5-year time frame, we would have the right to buy it out, and at that point, equity from the other sellers and the land and the development we're bringing to this. We'd be able to acquire the building at that point, because that's we've always owned our buildings. That was a new concept for us. It took us some time to consider that concept, but when we looked into it and how it's never going to be cheaper to build than it is today, it made a lot of sense. The numbers made a lot of sense to do it in this approach.
Okay.
We're still vetting that, but that's 95% the direction we're probably going to go, as opposed to just building a 100,000 square foot for ourselves and then building later and then building later.
Is the red on that, is that new public roadway?
The red is the proposed new public roadway concept, correct.
Okay.
The original plan was to extend River Ford Drive, and this would be phase one, and that would access, so we could access this site from Monclova and access that site from River Ford. But for a lot of different reasons, for timing with the adjacent developer, it's kind of flip-flopping that going straight up from Monclova Road, this would be phase one now. They're about the same price either way. So, again, ourselves, and I'll get into that next a little bit more. We're looking at about another $1.2 million in payroll within the first 3 years, adding about 26 new jobs. We're talking laborers to engineers, so, and quality inspectors. So there's a wide variety of employees we're looking to bring into the area, and then additional equipment for the first 2 years. If you want to get the next one, it's got the same picture on it, so we can keep going. But this is more of the road question that you're asking. So again, the access, like I said, I think is the biggest constraint with this road. That's where we are today. We think we've got the best plan in place to leverage not only outside development money, but also some state grant funds that we've already secured. We've got a lot of money coming to this project that we've already found a bat for and acquired. And that's why we're looking for this group to help us finish the gap. So we've already got $400,000 confirmed from 69 funds. It's not official yet. I don't know on the
table. Everybody understand 629 funds on the board? Do you guys?
Maybe you can explain it.
Okay, so that's a grant that we received through Jobs Ohio, and that was due to the job creation that goes along with Matt Yarder. So we made a pitch to them saying, this is our plan, you know, here's the need, and then that's what they offered to us.
Typically, the 629 funding gets allocated to a specific municipality.
Correct.
In this case, was it Maumee or Monclova?
It'll be the county engineer's office has agreed to administer the funds.
Okay,
yep.
Thank you, Doug.
And then the TID grant, we've got favorable. It's supposed to be, when are we going to find out?
So we have the option of, ODOT. This is through ODOT. And Brandon, correct me if I'm explaining this incorrectly, but there's a competitive grant that you can go after. And so we submitted on that in lieu of doing the Jobs and Commerce grant, because we had the option of asking for more funds through the TID. And this was kind of the recommendation, was to kind of match the 629 funds. So that was kind of the strategy. And I think it was received favorably. It was presented, I think, in the recommendation phase to the governor. Fingers crossed, we should.
At the end of this month.
I think at the end of this month, we should officially hear back on that.
Are we waiting for the state budget for that?
I don't know.
I think it's a separate capital. The transportation funds that it comes out of.
Right. We should receive our region. I think the bigger issue was usually that they don't pull our regional funding, but because of what's happening in Columbus, there was some question about just the big need down there and maybe losing some of what was allocated for our region.
Right.
But we don't think that's going to happen.
So obviously this is going to be the biggest undertaking our family business has ever done. We're still willing to add more into the pot for this to realize the whole possibility here. That's the 200 extra thousand you see there. GLC is the neighboring developer looking to do that space. They have committed an equal amount. We recently were able, the sellers are now pitching in. They have agreed to reduce their land cost to us by $100,000, which we just basically are going to turn around and use towards the road. And then there's the ask to Monclova and Maumee for this project is $150,000 each. That'll get us to 1.6, the budget of 1.8, I should explain that. That's the road and utilities for the site. Design, everything included. So that's the entire budget, and which could come in under budget too, which in that case, through a developer agreement, all the participating parties would realize those returns on if it does come in under budget. And then I can't speak for them, but they were going to approach for the same kind of reduction on their land. If that's the case, then there'd be a little bit of balance left. If we get down to this, I'm pretty sure we would just step up and take care of that. So we've got a chance to leverage a lot of money that we're bringing in for quite a big project.
And you left Toledo off your balance sheet here because it was just you leaving Toledo. But since then, it's changed. We don't want to leave Toledo out of this ask potentially. They could be favorable when it comes to doing the math on those jobs.
I guess if we identified hard job numbers, then you can make that.
So yeah, I just want to address this. I meant to do it before we started, but Matt, we've known each other for a number of years. I think our first conversation was, "Hey, we need to expand. How can we do that?" We tried to look at a number of sites in Toledo over the years and just couldn't make it work, unfortunately. As economic development director, my number one goal is to keep you in the city. Can't do that, get you to a jet. So I'm happy that we're here today talking about this. I think it's really hard for us to contribute financially to a project that is a Toledo business, incentivizing a Toledo business to leave, which was how this was originally proposed to us. Now, this larger vision for infrastructure improvements to the industrial park might be something that we might be willing to consider differently, since it's not just Yarder, but it could be other supporting organizations, as long as those businesses would not be Toledo businesses that you had mentioned earlier that would leave. Mm-hmm. So thank you for the opportunity to compete and give us a chance to, you know, keep your family-owned business inside the city. But we're happy to see that you are locating in a JED, you know, that would still have a relationship with us. So,
well, it's good to hear, too, that this kind of changes things. So you, I guess, just have to let us know what kind of things you would need to understand, you know, what kind of job numbers or what kind of time frames or that to be able to participate, because that could easily help us close this.
You know, something that we could submit too is just all the work that we did for those grants. There's a lot of, you know, background insight, you know, narratives that we've kind of contributed for that. So we can share that as, you know, part of public record or whatever.
I'd like to understand when you get the TID grant, if you get the TID grant, because if not, I think that's a much different scenario.
Sure.
Have you guys planned for that in this? What happens if the $400,000 doesn't come through?
Yeah, we've talked through those scenarios. There's a possibility of we've run some numbers on what this total cost would mean to our project if that doesn't come through, and could we still make it feasible? There's a scenario where it could, but obviously we're hoping.
Mm-hmm. I think that's why we kind of position the option for the property right around when we would hear that. We're hoping to hear back from you guys and then also on the TID grant, so that's kind of what's holding up the process at this point. So
that's
any other
all
questions from
got.
That?
One other question.
Yeah.
Did you guys look at whether, like, a special assessment on the properties would be something that could help close the gap on this project? I know the city did that for its properties when it owned to proactively put in, I think, some road and utility infrastructure. Have you guys looked at that? Is that something that might help close the gap in the if the TID grant doesn't come through, for example?
You're already kind of contributing towards the road cost itself. I mean, I guess that's something that, you know, has been brought up. I think Doug brought that up initially to us as an option.
If the TID grant doesn't come through, that might be something that we look at with you all. Since you're already contributing to the project financially, it wouldn't be as much of an upfront investment.
True.
If we spread the assessment over a longer period of time, which we did for our properties, so that's why I'm just asking.
No, that's... This, you know, I don't do this every day.
We're here to help you.
I make metal parts and, you know, know that very well. But, you know, I've learned a lot with economic development. I've never heard of 629 and pre-CRE, you know, all these different types of abatements. And I've learned a lot because we've looked at many different spots over the past 8 years. Airport, Waterville. This is the the closest spot we have found to where we are now. And obviously, we're considering our employee base and all kinds of things. And each spot had its obstacles or challenges. This one's the access, but we enjoyed the possibility of this one more than any other one. So the more ideas you guys have to make this thing happen and make this a reality, that's I'm game to keep listening.
I want to just point just so I'm clear. This is you. This is GLC, right? Right here? Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah, potentially. So this is going to be parceled off, or maybe it is already. So this has does not have a purchaser or anything on it, right?
No, we are the purchaser. We own
of this whole
own,
thing.
We own that all 40.
Okay, acres. That's where I was confused. So I didn't know if you were just doing the top or that whole thing. And so your development partner is going to develop that down there eventually, that
300,000. Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm not going to need internet access, which I don't have. Do you guys have Wi-Fi?
You don't got a cell phone?
I do have a hotspot myself.
I do have it, but do you think I can remember that? Password for the guest Wi-Fi?
Don, while we're waiting for this to happen, is there anything you want to add to this conversation? From a legal point of view, from...
That's the first time she stayed quiet.
Jeez.
I was just captivating, huh?
Yes, very. No, it's I do find it very interesting and encouraging to see the many avenues that your resources have been able to get good feedback and confident about the success of these. I think, and I guess I just wanted to double check that the TID grant, you think it's going to be, you don't know, something by the end of June?
Yes.
This is the middle of June, so it's just a couple
it's
of
a
weeks.
Week or two away, yep.
That's,
so we're trying to get everything teed up and try to understand where we're at so we can make a decision on this.
I'll
yeah, there's a lot of work and energy and passion that went into
what this board is allowed to do.
So the light tan is what we are purchasing, the light tan. The darker tan piece... So this is all 40 acres.
Yeah.
So that's the problem with it. It's just if you buy it, you can build it here, but you need a real interesting, narrow, long building to access the whole thing. It just doesn't work that well. Same with this parcel of land. So that's why...
And there's no utilities.
Right, and there's no utilities running to the back. So we've looked at so many options of trying to connect through Keystone and get utilities different ways, and this, the way we've got it laid out now, is seems to be the most favorable one. There's Dana bought the top 10 acres of this.
Yes.
Yeah. So they're not really part of this equation, but so that would be the 30 acres. If you want to go back to the other side, if that gives you better.
That top
sectioned
off part is Dana.
Yeah.
They don't need access to it. They're putting a solar field there, and that sits right next to
the
top electrical.
10 acre square of this parcel would be the solar array.
We went through a pretty extensive design charrette, just to kind of reiterate what Matt said, with county engineers, Monclova, you know, just kind of looking at different options of what would make the most sense and what made everybody happiest. And that seemed to be, they didn't like the, you know, the engineers were worried about certain kinds of radiuses on turns and coming off of a turnoff of Technology Drive. So we went through all of that process to get to kind of where we're at today. A lot
which
of time was spent
off
on
off of Monclova.
This is Monclova.
You show two, two access points. You're only doing the one that goes straight.
Correct.
Up.
Phase one is what we're talking about here. And then as the additional jobs come for the other sites, that's
you
when you can leverage additional funding at that time with that jobs to loop this into River Fort. That's the larger.
But your ask for $300,000 is for both roads.
No, it's worth... The $1.8 million is the
just
road.
One road.
And it's because it's built to county standards. There's private drive simulations, but it doesn't.
It's a heavy lift just bringing the utilities in. I think that's we have that targeted for about $600,000.
And that's the problem. If it doesn't happen now, the utilities and all that, it's going to be an issue in 10 years or 5 years or whenever the next.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with the site has always been there hasn't been a master developer.
It's been different farm fields at some point in time where it really needed from the beginning a master developer that laid out utilities and all of that sort of thing, and we wouldn't have these issues.
Right.
But,
so that's kind of what we want to do next session.
Yeah.
A little bit. So that's
that.
A good segue
into
my question. If you go back to the other graphic that you had, Keystone, where it dead ends.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're looking at, we want to make sure we're investing in the right road infrastructure here.
Mm-hmm.
So that we can maximize the development of this whole section of,
mm-hmm.
of the industrial park. Have you guys looked at that little awkward triangle and how that could get developed? I mean, I'm sure you probably haven't. You guys said you guys had master plan discussions.
Yes,
so the developer that I showed the property to this past week, they were in town. They saw the Rayco client sign right here and said, can we get that too? They wanted to.
So another building could fit in that?
I don't know, but... Yeah,
we did have that conversation.
I don't know how many acres that is.
To that. The engineers did not like that.
We've looked at that.
Did not
also,
like
what? But we've also looked at trying to take River Fort to the east and bring it down and connect into Keystone.
So do this.
The engineers were strongly opposed to
they
that.
They did not like
the
Keystone.
Construction style of Keystone. It's not built.
Yes.
You'd have to redo
for
all
trucks. It would be a full
not built
road that rebuilt.
Yeah.
The truck track.
So if a building were built on that parcel, they would just get access off of Keystone then?
Well, I think they would have a choice.
It depends on who owns that particular piece. I mean, the orientation of the buildings, if that fell into the equation, could change a little bit and be probably maximized a little bit further. So
yeah, we don't have a lot of particulars to our building. We don't need visibility in the highway, so that we could shift to the bottom half. We don't need...
I was envisioning the other side as a drive-by.
Well, you might.
Way.
You might. No.
With your face on.
Yeah. Laser cut.
Yeah.
Face.
Yeah. Wendy, I'm with you. I hope it ends up there, too.
Are the utilities coming from Mount Clover Road? Is that why that road is first, or is it...
You remember, Brian, where all the utilities are coming from? There's...
Keys.
Yeah, there's...
There's a couple different
ways. We've actually been looking at the utilities coming off of Keystone and cutting an easement across the property, which is the most cost effective versus coming all the way up Monclova.
Yeah.
The sanitary is pretty deep where we'd have to tap on Monclova, like very deep, to the point where it wouldn't make any economic sense to do that.
42
feet.
42 deep. 42 foot deep for a tie-in.
I think you were going with if you did the off of, I don't even know what it's called anymore, Technology Drive entrance that way,
mm-hmm.
it opens up
mm-hmm.
some more compared to the other one. I don't know, I'm just trying to understand the reasoning
why
you're going from Monclova Road, because it seems like if the new interchange is up there, now they have to come circle all the way around in it. Burdens Mount Clover Road more.
This
is all
being widened. It's fully funded. I don't know when that is. 2024.
Right, but stand up. The expressway exit is above you.
So then people have to come around. Is all on.
You weren't talking about Technology Drive North, though. You were talking about
whatever this
Jerome.
That's where I'm like, they switched the names of
the technology.
You're driving the same road. And
we don't like
the name switches.
Drive. And so we looked at that for a long while, and that was, I think, a lot of favorite for a while. But I don't think that the engineers like the curve on the road, and so they kind of steered us away from that.
No, he's asking why.
Why is
it
Fort
going first?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why are you coming from? From west to east off of Jerome compared to north and south off of Monclova. If that's the 1.8 million.
A lot of it was timing. And, GLC's further behind where we're at. And so I think our preference was to do phase one first, but now we're just being realistic and wanting to get into a Zoom building.
Yeah.
So we're thinking we could do phase one.
Yeah.
Or phase two, I'm sorry, in lieu of the original phase one, which was off of River Fort.
If you think of timing, Mr. Pike, if you look at the site to bring River Fort east, you have to bifurcate the parcel that's currently owned by the healthcare system.
Got it.
So until that parcel closes, then we still have the entire agreements. We have to figure out the easements, put it all together, bifurcate the site.
Mm-hmm.
We're really, now we're pushing ourselves into 24.
Yeah. That makes sense.
is the full road, like to do phase one and two? 1.8 for the.
I would assume
you guys have that number
times two.
It was 2.8. There's a good majority of the utilities that you're going to be able to service in the first phase. The sanitary and the water to access the site is really all being done in this particular phase.
Gotcha.
Of the storm.
Gotcha.
Okay.
So it's an infrastructure, not just a road. Like when it first gets set a road project and you think a million A, you're like, that's way too much.
Well,
but
it's
the
utility. Yeah.
It's the whole, yeah.
And the road itself is 1.2 because that was what we had to submit for the TID and the 629. So the rest of the funds are not eligible for that.
For that portion of
mm-hmm.
the grant formula.
And the sanitary is at a depth which is much higher on River Fork that it's not able to service the site. So it would seem wonderful just to go connect into River Fork, but the sanitary will be coming out of the ground pretty quickly.
Yep.
So it's been exhaustive looking at the different options for the utilities. It's understandable at this point.
Mm-hmm. And we've learned a lot.
Yeah, we all have little developers on this board. It's
yeah,
very
it's good. That's helpful. Yeah, I never knew sewers could be buried that deep. That's,
oh, yeah.
I've learned now. It's just never something I've thought of before.
Well, thank you for the presentation. I'm going to let this board talk a bit, and
sure.
We might have questions as we discuss things.
Sure.
So it takes five members of this board to have a quorum. We've met that tonight, which means we can make motions and have them passed. Dawn's here in case I say anything incorrectly. This board is allowed to spend $20,000 without prior approval of our legislative bodies. He's not asking for $20,000, right? The ask is, and I want to be very clear on this, that this JEDS board comes up with $300,000.
Correct.
So there isn't any way this board can give you $300,000 tonight. Look, I want to make sure I'm being monitored, right? And we need seven votes to expend anything over $5,000. So my suggestion, after our discussion, we could make a motion that allows this board to go back to our legislative bodies and ask for something formal. So I have that motion prepared. That's really where this conversation needs to go from here. But I thought this board should have a chance to talk and say, hey, I learned a lot. Yes, there are numbers that can help us, or we can ask Yarder to send Toledo some numbers that can prove, yes, this infrastructure is going to help, whether Yarder's at the Mansi's location or here. And Josh, maybe you can talk to your other two partners and share what happened tonight,
mm-hmm.
and they can listen to the recording.
I'm sure you guys have talked to Patrick Birch already. So
he's pretty familiar with the project.
He's informed about what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
I know we've discussed it a little bit as well in some of our meetings. So.
Yeah, so he's up to speed. I don't know if he knows the $250,000 or 250,000 square foot direction we're going now. And
I
haven't written
it down. So,
so that might be one of the only details he needs to be up to speed on.
Maybe you can email us all the PowerPoint.
Sure.
That would be great.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Is
yeah.
there anything Monclova needs to know? My fiscal officer.
No, I mean, we've spoken about this in our meetings a couple different times and trying to figure out just Monclova isn't a big economic development player. Yeah, you know, I mean, we're just a township. We don't even have a lot of tools we can do. So it's not like we, you know, do this every day. We're not
sure.
City of Toledo where we have a full-time guy that, you know, does all this. So, the issue that kind of came up with Monclova is how do we grant something when we don't really have a policy or procedure in place, and then the next guy comes might not be as, you know, bringing jobs and all that, and you look like as a government entity you're picking favorites because you didn't have anything set up to say how you're supposed to play the game. And I think that's kind of the biggest issue that Monclova ran into is how do you be a
you know, a partner in a project on something that we haven't had to do, you know, too often.
I don't know how you guys do it. Or if you set parameters, if you bring X amount to the table, we can,
yeah,
whatever it is, you got to figure it out.
And we have a lot of his numbers now,
yeah,
so we can do some of that
work. We just have to formalize on how we're going to do that. As Barbara told me when I started, I'm just the fiscal officer, but she said, government takes a lot longer than the private business. Because I'm in the private business, and I'm like, let's just do this. And then I get bogged down in government and all that sort of stuff.
He gets annoyed, so I was trying to tell him.
That's how it works.
So I have a question for you guys. How else have you guys kind of reinvested into the infrastructure of the JED, the JEDs in the past?
Yeah, so the major thing that we have done is the interchange. I mean,
uh-huh.
Mount Clova did $4.6 million or something.
Okay.
But that's, you did that to a TIF bond, didn't you?
We did do TIF after that, but we paid cash for that.
Yeah. So, and that's on the, so my thoughts are, if you're, that's betting on your future all the time. And it can come, but you can ask the city of Maumee how they liked what they've done at the Fallen Timbers. You know, they haven't got a return there. So
you can also participate.
You can ask Perrysburg how they've done on betting their future on Levis Commons before it had issues. So my side as the fiscal officer, I don't ever say I want to, you know, bet the future to pay right now. So I always look at everything, is it a good deal now? And if it makes money in the future, that's great. But so that's just my personal philosophy. But that, you know, and that's taking away from there. But historically, this board hasn't, I was on this board a decade ago and did not have conversations like this. It was very segmented, and I think it's a little more forward thinking now and thinking, how do we help the area?
Yeah.
A decade ago, this conversation would have helped, this thing would have been sold out. You wouldn't be here if this conversation, you know, that we want to have happened a decade ago.
This is a joint economic development zone,
mm-hmm.
which is different than a joint economic development district.
Mm-hmm.
The districts, which are probably more, you've seen a lot of other projects happen in districts where the JED board has a pot of money that it has for infrastructure
mm-hmm.
improvements. We do not have that set up. We are having conversations about how to be proactive, given our structure of a zone, that we can't be able to do that to help build out, you know, our vision for this industrial park. But
yeah.
But yeah, the districts that you've seen where you've maybe experienced help with some other projects that you've referenced, there's a specific infrastructure pot of money that can help with that. We don't have that, so we aren't nimble enough to like make quick decisions. We have to go back to our legislative bodies
yep.
and have them vote on taking a portion
mm-hmm.
of our revenue out
yeah.
of what we receive. And so we're going to work through that, I think, in the coming meetings, but...
Brandon, I'm suggesting that we do it tonight, that we move for the members of this board of directors to seek approval from their respective legislative bodies for $100,000 of infrastructure expenditure in the JED's territory during the 2023-24 fiscal year.
Are you thinking in that motion of that money coming from revenues?
Of the JEDs, yes.
Of the JEDs.
Yes, I am thinking that.
So it's
and
not
I can
another
say
share
that more,
part?
I can say that more clearly, right, that the money comes from, and I want it to come from the right place, so it comes from
right.
a big pot.
Yeah.
And just goes away.
And your motion is to begin the process of negotiating.
Of talking to our legislative bodies about it, so we have I picked $100,000. I don't think I knew what your... was I picked $300,000. We could make it $150,000 apiece, so we have more of that pot then to work with in 2023-24. $150,000 gives us a little flexibility for another project.
In making a motion then for the legislative bodies to negotiate mutually on this kind of thing, can that be an open matter? But so this motion now is saying, is allowing the legislators to get together and come up with the sums and the procedures?
Right, because I think Toledo might say yes if it wasn't a Toledo company coming to the area. Right, you would have parameters on how we could spend that pot of money.
Yes.
Right, yeah, I think
and that's
that
one of the
happen.
Legislative bodies, so those are things that are up for negotiation.
I think
So your motion is asking for us to give permission to go to the, certainly Gavin, certainly Patrick, sorry he missed tonight, and Brandon and Paul, since they're right down in the hall from each other, to get together on this. That's where it'll end up.
Sure.
Okay, I will make that motion. Without a dollar amount on it.
Okay. You had something to
Brandon?
Add?
I just want to make sure that this motion isn't, we need time to absorb this new information as Toledo. I don't want to make this, I don't want to vote on this motion and say that we are going to our to our council to recommend approval of this on Toledo's side. So I just want to be clear that I'm not in support of that. We need we need maybe a next meeting to like absorb this new information.
Okay, so
see if it's something
I can make this
willing.
Motion at the next meeting. We have the next meeting scheduled for July 20th.
And that's why I was specifically
using. And maybe
using
there can be some discussion in the meantime.
Right, and I was specifically using the term negotiate, not to come with any conclusion. That if that's what they decide, then they will come to us, and we would decide that finally.
Okay.
Now, I haven't made the motion yet, but
I don't think we should make the motion at this point because you need to go back. You need to talk. Does the motion? Can't we negotiate, Ken, without the motion? Can't the right people
well,
have
I think
conversations?
If it gets it on the record that we asked the these
you want
people,
it on, I like that it's on the record.
To discuss that.
Yeah.
That's the way I like to run it. And government works well because people don't make these kinds of concessions at the beginning to sit down and talk about it before it happens. So this is trying to speed things along.
So if I say Ken Fallows moves for the members of this board of directors to seek approval from their respective legislative bodies for negotiations to begin regarding infrastructure expenditure in the JED's territory during the 2023-24 fiscal year.
Regarding the legislative body's recommendation. That a recommendation will come out of that. There's nothing legislative about that.
I need to say that one more time then.
Do we need to make a motion?
He wants it on the record.
Oh, you want a motion.
It can be on the record. I mean, we're talking.
Yeah, you're just
saying,
okay.
Something to initiate the conversation
right
among
be,
these
they'll
people.
Be in the meeting minutes.
Yeah.
Hear that?
Kelly, I'll try to type that up so that's in the meeting minutes.
Push record the right way.
Yeah, if I push record the right way. Okay.
I think that'll be helpful too, because by then we'll know about the TID grant and then be able to.
A lot more details need to fold into this.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Kelly, that was all of us saying that.
Yeah.
Matt will not be here in the July meeting. Do you want to have a representative here, or do you just want us to report back what happened?
I think where I'm going to be in Atlanta, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to. Is this something you can catch into and listen?
Don't think so. I mean, we might.
Okay.
We do that. We absolutely do that.
Well, then I might have one of my cousins be here if I'm not able to be here.
Somebody that can take back to you
the
information, because a lot is going to congeal with what we're proposing here in the months to come.
Right. It sounds to me like you need to keep talking to people too.
Yeah.
Toledo needs to know more.
Yeah.
And I could always like put you on my Zoom or something, and you could sit here like this. So
yeah, maybe. I'm not sure where
I can get the. I can't get you to speak. You can hear us. I can make that happen.
Okay.
Matt, what is the timeline? If you could, if you said already, I'm sorry, but can you just say the timeline? Because I'm sure you have options.
The potential
need to get built. You need to move. There's a lot.
The potential when the building could be started and completed, that kind of timeline, or
are you just under any sort of time for your option or making decisions?
We will be purchasing this land one way or the other, so I'm not worried about that. Far as any major project that's on our books that we need to be prepared for with this building, there's nothing particular that I need to be in a building to get this project done.
Okay.
So it's just we have put this off long enough, and we need to. We're bursting at the seams, and we need to get it moving. So, if things go fast enough, we could be breaking ground still yet this year, and be in by fall of next year. Worst case scenario, it could be April of next year, and we're breaking ground if we miss the build season, and then moving in
make it happen for him.
So the timeline that's being proposed where everybody's going to sit down and sign up for this is, what, October?
What do you mean by what?
Well, at the point at which that all this will be in motion.
We wouldn't be able to break ground, right, until, I guess, if we could have July, August, we could break ground on the road if we knew before then. Otherwise, we'd be looking at breaking ground the road a different whenever we're back.
Yeah, ideally, it would be good for us to break ground on the infrastructure portion yet this fall.
And so that will be the time at which all of this money should be
enough.
Yeah, okay. So you want to put a first of what month?
August.
August.
Which is impossible for us, right? Because the next meeting we're coming back, we'll have negotiated it. The soonest we can make the motion that every entity has approved it would be September, the third Thursday in September. So
late in the September meeting of this?
Is the soonest I see it happening, and that would be like light speed.
I just think
we would all agree.
Well, that's why I said October as an outlook. But yes, we should know that so that everybody has a deadline to work to.
Yes.
Otherwise.
So at the next meeting, the deadline would be that we have something that we can take to our legislative bodies and say, do you support this? And they say yes or no, and we come back in, I guess, August and say, does anybody have money to give? Hopefully
so
everybody says yes, and we get to do some work in the JEDs.
So the drop dead date for getting all of the money lined up and approved, ready to go, will be the 1st of October, given that you proposed this.
I think that would be us working at light speed, yes.
Yeah, it would. Yeah, I always like to, you know, you talk about government being slow, but if the government doesn't, I mean, look at the debt ceiling, how they messed around until the last 2 weeks.
We're more efficient than them.
Yes,
oh, yeah, right. I want to
put us on that list.
Well, Brandon, don't you agree that...
Yeah, that's quick.
That's quick.
And then the road, I mean, stuff to bid and award, I mean, it's probably not this year for the road.
Right.
There's a lot of underground and utility work that can take place in colder months, and that's an ideal time to do so.
But the county engineer would have to bid this out competitively and award this, and that's a whole process of itself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because when it comes to the sanitary sewer depths and all of that, I haven't heard anything possibly that could be specific about that. The engineering departments will have much detail to do with that before that can be funded. I'll use that word because that's when things start happening.
And Jim, just to be very clear, Jim Shaw has been part and parcel of all of this conversation.
Oh, I'm sure he will be a good one. Yeah, I have a lot of respect for him.
Okay, we all good? Barbara Lang makes a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Wendy. Yeah. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Great. Thank you.
Hey, good luck, Kelly.
Yeah, right. It looks like it's been recording this whole